Tune in for the best local programming.
Hi, everyone.
This February, find where live art meets it.
Awkward. Oh.
This February, find where live art meets extended reality. Single Thread Theater presents PXR 2026, a mix of live performances, interactive digital presentations, technical deep dives, and exciting installations right here in Kingston at Modern Fuel, The Tet, and at Fort Henry. Get whisked away into immersive worlds like snowy cities, cyberpunk dystopias, musical mushrooms, and coastal shores. The conference runs February 20th through March 1st. Learn more by following Single Thread Theater on Instagram and get your tickets now via performanceandxr.com. See you there.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host, Claire, and you're listening to Earworm. Sorry about that, guys. Let's just pretend that never happened. So, anyway, let's start the episode. So today I'm going to be doing a Valentine's episode, but like not really. It's like a anti-Valentine's episode. It's for those who don't celebrate Valentine's. But anyway, so the first few songs I'm going to be playing aren't really... So the first one is not really about the theme today, but it was a good song and it just came out. And it's called House of the Rising Sun by Lizzie McAlpine. And yeah, I feel like this episode, it kind of gives like performative, OMG, like I'm so glad I'm doing this live so that I don't have to edit out my mistakes, but yeah, this episode is kind of giving performative because of like all the artists in this episode. But the song I'm going to be playing after House of the Rising Sun is called Ouchie by Willow. And you guys know how much I love Willow right now. Willow with an H at the end, not Willow Smith. But yeah, and then the song I'm going to be playing after that is Always Lone by Men I Trust. Hope you guys enjoy those songs.
Thank you. Take away and leave alone. Not the one.
So the songs I just played for you guys were House of the Rising Sun by Lizzie McAlpine, Ouchie by Willow, and Always Lone by Men I Trust. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the last song I just played. Can we just give a moment to that one lyric that they had in that song? I'd rather be the one who got fooled than have my heart cooled. Like, hello. I don't know. It's just like, I feel like with a lot of modern dating, there's just like a lot of coldness sometimes when it comes to exchanging like romantic feelings, and sometimes being played, unfortunately. And that happens a lot nowadays. Not to me. I'm not speaking from personal experience, I swear. I'm just talking about in general. And for people that this like episode resonates. But anyway. Yeah, I'm sorry about the technical difficulties earlier. This is my first time hooking my laptop to the live system, and it's like, you know how when you plug your phone into the aux cord for like when you're playing music for a car, and like you don't hear anything because the volume's really low? That's what happened to me. So yeah, sorry about that, guys. I feel like a lot of embarrassing things have been happening to me lately, but then I remember this is what life is really about, you know what I mean? Like I remember what the point in life is, you know what I mean? Especially when it comes to music, I feel like I've been going through a lot of like embarrassing moments. I commented something weird on a post, and then I'm just, because I thought it was going to be funny. And then it was actually, I was like, why did I comment that? It wasn't even that funny. And then I was thinking about it for 2 days, and I ended up DMing the artist, like, apologizing, even though they weren't even thinking about it. So, embarrassing. What else happened to me that was embarrassing so I could tell you guys about it? I guess, like, I was meeting an artist at a party, and then to my friend who knows the artist, I was like, oh, you know that artist? And then I like mispronounced the artist's name, and they're like, what did you just say? Like, you mean this name? And I'm like, yeah, shut up, just like just leave me alone. Just leave me alone. You know what I mean? And then good thing I had that conversation so I didn't embarrass myself in front of the artist. What else happened? I feel like I'm stalling the next songs, but you know, I don't know. I feel kind of bad that you guys didn't listen to the first two songs. Those were my favorite, I think, of the episode. So expect disappointment for the next like 45 minutes. I'm kidding, obviously, but yeah, the first two songs were my favorite. I really love Willow at the moment. Willow is a queer artist that has very similar tones to like the alternative indie. I don't even know what genre to call it. I feel like it's very alternative in the way that maybe it's like alternative R&B. I don't know, because it's like McGee and Dijon. I feel like it sounds very similar to their sound. But yeah, I've been really liking Willow's voice with that type of sound. I think it's very beautiful. Yeah. Oh, and did I tell you guys? So I posted a story of Jay Versace as like the producer, and I mentioned him in the post, and then he reposted my story. But then I replied to his story saying like, oh my gosh, like this is so cool. I'm like such a big fan. Like if you're ever down to be on this show, like let me know. And then guess what he did? He deleted his post. He deleted his story. So yeah, that's, you know, sometimes I always say quiet mouths don't get fed, but then like maybe loud mouths are also like they get their food like revoked. You know what I mean? But hey, it is what it is, you know, like you never know until you try, I guess. And then if you try, that's when you'll know. But I don't know. I'm just saying a bunch of like sayings right now that I don't really know what I'm talking about. Okay. Maybe I should just like start the songs so that you guys could actually listen to what you signed up for. Okay. Well, the next songs I'm going to be playing for you guys are really sad. And they are Junie by Sea Rose. I just don't think that you like me that much anymore by Leith Ross. I think that's what it says. The title cuts off, but so it's called I Just Don't Think That You Like Me That Much Anymore. Oh, I was right. Okay, by Leith Ross. And then it's Just Like Chet by Leve. And then I'm going to be playing Harbor by Claro after that. Okay. Hope you guys enjoy those songs. Thank you.
There's nothing quite wrong, and I guess I can't really be sure. But they're sick in my gut, and fine, I'm keeping score. And there's numbers and figures that I can't ignore. And the truth is that you just don't like me that much anymore.
Follow.
if we really cared. The morning gates stay open. If you had a thought that I'd be there, oh, I'd be there.
Oops. I wasn't paying attention, guys. Okay. So the songs I just played for you guys, oh gosh, were, oh my goodness. Okay. So the songs I just played for you guys were Junie by C. Rose, I Just Don't Think You Like Me That Much Anymore by Leith Ross, Just Like Chet by Leve, and Harbor by Claro. So, yeah, I just played those songs. They were very sad. Yeah, so talking about I Just Don't Think You Like Me That Much Anymore, I feel like that song is really for the girlies who have been Manny Pixie dream-girled. You know what I mean? I feel like people putting other people on a pedestal, being idealized, and then realizing they don't even like them that much. So, yeah, this is a very cynical episode about love. Don't you guys love it? I don't know. I'm loving it. But then also, what was I really doing? I feel like I was spacing out. Anyways, yeah, it's crazy. I just like made this playlist on the way. Or no, I made it last night. Half of it last night. And then some of it on the way to Kingston. So I don't know. Sometimes the best results come from just like doing stuff last minute. And sometimes, okay, I'm saying sometimes, but not all the time. But yeah, I feel like some interviews I've done with artists, I've like made, it was actually crazy. One interview I've done, I made the questions like 10 minutes before the interview. And I wouldn't recommend it because obviously like things could go wrong. But yeah, I made questions like 10 minutes before an interview, and then the interview ended up turning out really well. So I guess you guys could guess which interview that one was. But speaking of interviews, I've been doing a few interviews, and then there's going to be some interviews that you guys will potentially watch or listen to as well. Yeah, there are things in the works, and I'm really excited for what's to come this year and this month as well. Really just trying to get my stuff done in Kingston, and then once I'm done my stuff in Kingston, my business in Kingston, I will be able to have a lot more freedom with creative projects, and I'm really excited for that. But yeah, for now, I will be playing you guys these songs for music and stuff and my show. But yeah, I didn't really know where I was going with that. Also, yeah, I had a bus going to Kingston, and the bus was scheduled for 7:30 today, but it ended up delaying an hour. And it was like a severe weather warning today. So that's great, I guess. You know, life just throws you a bunch of curveballs, and you're just supposed to be like, okay, sure. You know, I don't know. Universe gives you lessons. I don't really know what I'm learning, but you know what? Sure. But yeah. I woke up really early. This is really early for me. Like, usually I wake up around this time, I think. So this is like great. No, I'm having a great time. Like, and also, I don't know, for some reason, before I travel, I always have a hard time falling asleep. So on top of waking up early, I also slept really late. So if I am doing a really good job hosting while being sleep deprived, everybody clap your hands so that I could hear you all the way from the station. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed those songs. I was very inspired to do this type of episode because of, I don't know, I feel like every year I kind of do a love song episode, but then, I don't know, I feel like I'm not really feeling the love, I like to say, this year. Like, you know, when I feel like I've always just like, I always meet interesting people around this time, and then it's always such a weird time to meet people because Valentine's is such a like a serious event for romantic endeavors. So yeah, but then also I meet interesting people, but then you just never know what it like turns out into, if it's just a friend thing or, you know, like I totally get you guys whenever, you know, going through like struggling through love and whatever. I don't know. Anyway, let me just play you guys the next songs and stop yapping. So the next song, I feel like you heard 4 seconds of it just earlier, and it's Sadness as a Gift by Adrian Lenker. And then I'm gonna be playing The Last Time I Saw Richard by Joni Mitchell. And then it's gonna be I'm Through With Love by Ella Fitzgerald. Hope you guys enjoy those songs.
last time I saw Richard was Detroit in 68, and he told me all romantics meet the same fate someday. Cynical and drunk and boring someone in some dark cafe. You laugh, he said. You think you're immune. Go look at your eyes, they're full of moon. You like roses and kisses and pretty men to tell you all those pretty lies. Pretty lies. When you're gonna realize they're only pretty lies. Only pretty lies. Just pretty. Put a quarter in the Wurlitzer, and he pushed three buttons, and the thing began to whir. And a barmaid came by in fishnet stockings and a bow tie, and she said, "Drink up now, it's getting on time to close." "Richard, you haven't really changed," I said. "It's just that now you're romanticizing some pain that's in your head. You got tombs in your eyes, but the songs you punched are dreaming. Listen. They sing love so sweet, when you're gonna get yourself back on your feet, oh, love can be so sweet, love so sweet." Richard got married to a figure skater, and he bought her a dishwasher and a coffee percolator, and he drinks at home now most nights with a TV on and all the house lights left up bright. "I'm gonna blow this damn candle out. I don't want nobody coming over to my table. I've got nothing to talk to anybody about. All good dreamers pass this way someday. Hiding behind bottles in dark cafes, dark cafes. Only a dark cocoon before I get my gorgeous wings and fly away. Only a face, these dark cafe days."
I'm through with love. didn't need me, for you had your share of slaves around you to hound you and swear with deep emotion, devotion to you. Goodbye to spring and all it meant to me. It can never bring the thing that used to be, for I must have you or no one, and so I'm through with love. Why did you lead me to think you could care? You didn't need, for you had your share of slaves around you to hound you and swear with deep emotion, devotion to you. Goodbye to spring and all it meant to me. It can never bring the thing that used to be.
Okay, so the songs I just played for you guys were, I'm literally, so the laptop is in front of me and the mic is like taking up all of my vision right now. So I have to like go back and forth. Anyway, yeah, so the songs I just played for you guys were Sadness is as a Gift by Adrian Lenker. The Last Time I Saw Richard by Joni Mitchell, and I'm Through With Love by Ella Fitzgerald. Yeah, so my friend Louise is here. I low-key can't turn her mic on because I feel like if we start yapping and when there's only 2 minutes left, it's gonna be a disaster, I think. Like, I think it's just best that we just don't turn on her mic.
I agree.
But yeah, I'm also conflicted. I don't know if I should play the last song because it is 3 minutes, but I only have 2 minutes left. So I guess I'll just have to yap for 2 minutes. I just don't know what to yap about. I've said everything that's embarrassing in my life right now. I've also talked about how love is just like just false and you shouldn't believe in it at the moment. I could talk about the songs, but I did make this playlist yesterday. Yeah, I guess I could also say that all of these songs are by women, are femme presenting. So that's cool. Yeah. So I'm Through With Love. It was a song I always loved, and it was from the soundtrack Spider-Man 3, Tobey Maguire series. So that's where I got that song from. And I feel like I should be wrapping up because I have like a minute left. But yeah, hope you guys enjoyed this episode and can relate to some of the songs that I've played and can just feel a lot of more relief after hearing my embarrassing stories in life. But yeah, see you guys in the next one. Bye.
Yo, Ellie.
Hey, Nate, what's up?
We're on the radio.
What? Like right now?
Yeah, it's a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh yeah, CFRC Live Sessions, Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Listen to sexy bands play live on air and hear exclusive interview highlights.
Sounds awesome. Tune in on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lit. Okay, peace out, dude.
See you Thursday.
CFRC 101.9 FM is so thrilled to announce the launch of our brand new accessible website at cfrc.ca. Get your local news, stream your favorite shows, and stay up to date with upcoming events. You can share news tips, book a recording studio, request a PSA for airplay, and oh so much more. CFRC.ca was made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada and our amazing Funding Drive donors. Thank you so much.